time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports kicking in at midnight. ABC Senior White House Correspondent Selena Wang with reaction.
You can imagine that our trading partners are not happy about this because he had paused those reciprocal tariffs to allow negotiations with other countries. But as we are having these trading talks with other countries, the president then upping tariffs on a critical trading good. So we are seeing this backlash.
Two Chinese nationals are accused of smuggling a potential agro-terrorism weapon into the country. It's a fungus known to kill crops and be harmful to humans and could have had disastrous effects on agriculture. The U.S.-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation that had been distributing aid in Gaza will pause operations today to get multiple mass shootings of Palestinian civilians trying to get food at aid centers or trying to figure out how to make it better. A search is underway in Washington State for Travis Decker, accused of murdering his three young daughters. This is ABC News. The oldest of those hurt in the firebombing attack on a rally in Boulder, Colorado, is now home from the hospital. ABC's Trevor Ault in Boulder with more.
At least 12 people injured, including an 88-year-old woman who survived the Holocaust. She's now out of the hospital recovering.
She's an incredibly resilient person.
Rabbi Mark Soloway tells us six members of his congregation were injured in the attack.
A Jew who was targeted and burned and was lying on the ground in flames. And the image of that for our people is just something that we'll never forget.
The entire community is shaken.
The suspect, an Egyptian man being held on $10 million bond, the White House says his family could be deported soon. Part of Florida's ban on children under 14 getting social media accounts is now on hold. A federal judge barring state officials from enforcing the law while legal challenges play out. A Georgia law also is being challenged. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, a high of 77, clouds mixing with sun. It should be a mild day. North winds at 5 to 13 miles per hour. A few clouds Wednesday night, a low of 51. Thursday, partly sunny, showers possible late at night, a high of 78. Friday, 74 with scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. And for 73 Saturday and up to 76 on Sunday. All total, 92/100ths of an inch of rain fell yesterday in a couple of different stints here at the radio studios. We had a high of 81 degrees, and it cooled off significantly after a midnight reading of 56. We're at 53 degrees to start the day. Today is Wednesday, June 4th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the
You've been to Jesus for the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His graces? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood?
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed? Life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. If when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Alan Jackson live on WRCO Radio. Are you washed in the blood and I'll fly away? A little medley for you to begin the day. Before that, Michael Austin did the honors for our national anthem. Good morning, friends. Today is Wednesday, June 4th. It was a wet and stormy day yesterday and very interesting. Again, some pockets of rain here and there, and there were some pockets that stayed dry too. But traveling last night and through Iowa County, they had a real gully washer. Coming in around 5 o'clock or so last night, where it was almost a chance for you to maybe pull off the road. It was so raining so hard to see to drive. But then that kind of quickly passed, but they had more in that particular storm, that round of rain. We had easily around 4/10 right away yesterday that just kind of hammered us and then cleared off, and there wasn't much there. But then we again got a little later on the day. So all total, just over 9/10, 92/100 of an inch of rain yesterday. We start out at 53 today, so it's good for our crops, good for our lawns and everything. And that ensures I may be doing some mowing this weekend, then. That'll keep me out of mischief. Let's start those chores today. Here's Hank Thompson.
It seems you think that 45 is just a little too old now, but I'm not ready yet to be put out in the cold now. I've got plenty of good love left, woman, if you'll just use it. You know, the older the violin, the
sweeter the music, and I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. These specks of gray that's in my hair just make me look distinguished. They don't mean I'm over the hill, baby, I'm not extinguished. There's plenty of young girls waiting for my love, honey, they won't refuse it. They know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love.
It's over. I left the door unlocked again. But this time someone new walked in. While she was all alone. And he told her that there was much more left to see than she would ever see with me. Now she's going, going, gone. It's over. Never thought I'd see this day when everything would walk away that I depended on. God, he'll hold her. Make sure she don't change her mind. I've lost her all the way this time. She's going, going, gone. I should have paid attention. There were many warning signs, but I just never thought she'd walk away. Now here I stand in silence, just the echo of the words I heard her say. She said it's over. And much too late to change her mind. I've lost her all the way this time. She's going, going, gone.
Lee Greenwood on WRCO, 515, 53 degrees at WRCO. A reminder, the Village of Blue River will be flushing hydrants today through Friday. Residents are advised that water may look rusty and discolor clothes if washing, but it is safe. Be aware. Richland Area Farmers Market will be open today. It should be really nice weather for the market from 1:30 until 5:30 at the corner of Court and Orange Streets. For more information, visit richlandareafarmersmarket.org. Or call 608-213-3374. They've had some rain the last couple of weeks for the market. So again today, so we head toward a high of 77 with some gradual sun. It should be just about right.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha. Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday's game between Richland Center and Prairie du Chien, WIAA softball, was moved to today at 5 o'clock because of wet grounds. Several teams did do that, move games. One that was played yesterday in softball in Division 4. Mineral Point was a winner over Cuba City, 7-1. Yesterday in baseball, Boscobel pulled a big win against a number one seed Seneca, 1-0 the final score. Boscobel moves on in the tournament to face DeSoto. Also in baseball, lots of games move to today, including Lancaster and Fenimore and Prairie du Chien and Cuba City. Also Mineral Point against New Glarus move to today. North Crawford and River Ridge will play today as well. T.J. Friedl made a leaping catch in center field for the final out to rob pinch hitter Jake Bowers of a tying home run, and the Reds rallied for a 4-2 victory that snapped the Brewers' 8-game win streak last night. Tyler Stevenson homered for Cincinnati, and pinch hitter Gavin Lux drove in the go-ahead run with a sacrifice fly in the seventh inning. Sal Frelick homered, and Christian Yelich had two hits to extend his hitting streak to 10 games for Milwaukee. In other action last night, Colorado 3-2 over Miami. The Cubs 8, Washington 3. Arizona 8-3 over Atlanta. San Diego 3, San Francisco 2. The Dodgers 6-5 over the Mets. American League, Yankees 3-2 over Cleveland. Tampa Bay 5, Texas 1. The Angels 4, Boston 3. The White Sox 8-1 over Detroit. Baltimore 5, Seattle 1. Minnesota 10-3 over the Athletics. Interleague play, Houston 3, Pittsburgh nothing, Philadelphia 8-3 over Toronto, Kansas City 10, and St. Louis 7. And the New York Knicks have fired coach Tom Thibodeau just days after their first trip to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. The Knicks were eliminated by the Pacers with a loss in Game 6. They then decided to move on from Thibodeau, who led them to the postseason in 4 of his 5 seasons in New York. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the Boosters.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters helps make it happen.
5:22 the time, and it is time for the aerobic polka, powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Here we go. Hopefully you're all stretched out and limbered up and you've got your dancing shoes on. It's aerobic polka time. A one and a two and a... Francesca Polka from the Goose Island Ramblers, giving it good there, the old aerobic polka, good for what ails you, a polka service of WRCO.
Our future hopes
One said kisses to you, dear, and one said you're divine. One little heart said you're the sweetest, one said love me true. So with that box of candy hearts, I gave my love to you. One says kisses to you, dear, and one says you're divine. One little heart says you're the sweetest, one says love me true. So with this box of candy hearts, I give my love to you. Yes, with this box of candy hearts, I send my love.
I'll do anything for you, anything you ask me to. I'll do anything for you. You have made my dreams come true. If you really only knew, I'd do anything for you. You know that I love you, and I know you know my love is true. As I love you. I'll do anything for you. If you really want me to, I'll do anything for you.
Jackie Ward, I'll do anything for you on WRCO. Yes, I will. Absolutely. You know, sing and dance, whatever. But anyway, reminder, there's an air quality alert again today for the entire area until noon. Some patchy fog early on, otherwise gradually decreasing clouds and mild today. A high of 77, northwest to north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This evening, mostly clear, a low of 52. Very nice Thursday and 78. For Friday, 75 with a 30% chance of a light shower. East winds are at 3. We're at 53 in Richland Center, the overnight low. And the time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
More milk options for school are a step closer to reality.
I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Legislation that would bring whole milk and 2% milk back to school meal programs easily passed the Senate Ag Committee with bipartisan support. Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota said she supports the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, but did express concern about future funding for SNAP and school nutrition programs.
We must also acknowledge that the House just sent us a bill that cuts nearly $300 billion from nutrition programs.
The bill would give school meal programs the opportunity to include flavored and unflavored, organic or non-organic, whole, reduced-fat, low-fat, fat-free fluid milk, and lactose-free fluid milk. An amendment was included that would also allow non-dairy beverages that are nutritionally equivalent to fluid milk. Prices are up in the cattle markets, but so is risk. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
I think we've got more to lose, but we also have more to protect.
Dave Duzan, outgoing president of the Illinois Beef Association, says he's utilized the USDA's Livestock Risk Protection Program to safeguard his operation.
It's a put option. It basically puts a floor for a subsidized premium. You can do it on calves. You can do it on fed cattle. So for small cow-calf guys, I think it makes a lot of sense.
He tells Brownfield,
it's a huge drain on equity. You know, as feeder cattle get higher or fed cattle get higher, I think there's a lot of producers going back and asking lenders to increase lines of credit. They want some type of risk protection.
Duzan says he's also increased his focus on herd health as calf mortalities become more costly due to the elevated cattle prices. From the Illinois Beef Association annual meeting in Springfield, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Researchers are exploring the potential of perennial flax, as Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp reports.
University of Minnesota Department of Horticultural Science Professor Neil Anderson says perennial flax can serve many purposes.
Could be a cut flower, an herbaceous perennial, could be grown for fiber or for oil seed.
He tells Brownfield their ongoing project involves the development of a non-shattering phenotype, as well as improving oil content and agronomic traits.
We think there's a wide range of potential. I mean, Minnesota used to be the number one flax producer back in the 1930s, and so the soil is perfect for growing flax. And we think there's a tremendous market just for oil seed, in particular for health benefits.
Anderson says perennial flax could easily be incorporated into home gardens, small-scale CSAs, and eventually onto larger farms. From the University of Minnesota Rosemont Research and Outreach Center, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
The CEO of CoverCress says work continues to develop future markets for the company's commercialized version of Pennycress. Jim Hedges says fields of the fall seeded cash crop are being harvested in Illinois and Missouri for use in livestock feed. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business, but a solid day for cash hogs. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Not a big surprise. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices in the South were at $226 live. Those were in Texas, but weren't ever established in the North. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter part of the week. At the Tina Livestock Market in Missouri, compared to 2 weeks ago, feeder steers 500 to 550 pounds sold up to $15 higher. Other weights and classes sold with firm to higher undertones. Medium and large one feeder steers, 557 to 596 pounds, brought $383 to $405. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 500 to 534 pounds, brought $365 to $382. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down 56 cents at $365.44. Select closed $1.59 lower at $356.52. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 7,000 on the weekend, down more than 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison with a solid negotiated run. Processors ramped up their procurement efforts Tuesday to move larger numbers. There's optimism in the industry that domestic demand will see a boost and some price support with the return of the summer grilling season. Global demand overall has been relatively strong, which is supportive to prices, but China remains a wild card. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $93 to $105 and a weighted average of $98.83. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of $102.31, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of $102.19. Pork values closed lower, down 64 cents at $106.11. All of the primals except the ribs were lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head. That's up 4,000 on the week and up about 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for the week's direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed with questions about domestic and export demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with Timtalk Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale last week. Large squares topped at $235 a ton and large rounds at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Toy tractors, neon lights, tools, antiques, boats, mower, trailer, and much more. Online only auction ending June 11th at 6 p.m. Soft close. We have a farm machinery auction coming up. If you have farm machinery you're looking to liquidate, give us a call. 608-723-4020 or go to www.timtalkauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesterton. Have a great day.
Now is a great time to take care of your fleet with exclusive deals on genuine Case IH parts and service, including maintenance solutions, select Riemann parts, precision farming products, and more. Earn a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants with your Productivity Plus account. Plus, enjoy 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters to prepare your machines for next season. Visit Johnson Tractor in Richland Center to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up on short covering in the higher trade in crude oil. July beans were 7.25 higher at 10.40 and three quarters. August was up 7 at 10.34 and a quarter. July corn was a quarter higher at 438 and a half. September was up 2.75 at 423 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were down, waiting for direct cash cattle business to get underway. August live was 125 lower at 209.75. October was down 127 at 207.92. August feeders were 52 cents lower at 301.22. And hogs were mixed with questions about domestic and export demand. July lean was down 40 cents at 104.57. August was up 55 at 106.45. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
Some East Coast farmers become water quality heroes today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Once blamed for the degraded water quality in the Chesapeake Bay, Maryland farmers are now helping to make the bay cleaner. Chip Bowling is on the Maryland Grain Producers Association board and also vice chair and treasurer of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. He says there are both state and federal restrictions on nutrient management for Maryland farms.
But we learned that this is something you have to live with. It wasn't that bad. The state actually stepped up and started cost-sharing some of these things to help us change. There was definitely the money in there for that when the mandate came about. So that made things a little easier. You talk about how can companies work with farmers to get them to start working with them. Well, money talks.
In fact, says Bowling, farmers have done such a great job with water quality, they're being asked to offset poorer quality water from other sources.
We are implementing these practices and improving the water quality in the bay. It is now a fact that Maryland farms are helping to improve the water quality in the bay, and that the rural and suburban sprawl that we have in the development is actually harming the bay. So they're now needing farmers to help clean the bay up.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Whole milk for healthy kids is a step closer to reality. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Legislation would bring whole milk and 2% milk back to school meal programs easily passed the Senate Ag Committee with bipartisan support Tuesday. Ranking member Amy Klobuchar said she supports the bill, but did express concern about future funding for the SNAP and school nutrition programs.
We must also acknowledge that the House just sent us a bill that cuts nearly $300 billion from nutrition programs, which will cut millions from the SNAP program and actually, in a sleight of hand, put it over to the states.
The bill would give school meal programs the opportunity to include flavored and unflavored, organic or non-organic, whole, reduced fat, low fat, fat-free fluid milk, and lactose-free fluid milk. An amendment was included that would allow non-dairy beverages that are nutritionally equivalent to fluid milk to meet the standards established by the secretary. An additional amendment to the whole milk bill from Illinois Senator Richard Durbin would also require school staffs to be trained for food allergy recognition and responses. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act was passed in the House last session, but has to go through the House one more time. The Senate can now send it off to the floor for a vote. Cash dairy prices were all lower Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a quarter of a cent to 56 and a quarter, one sale there. 40-pound cheese blocks down 1¾ cents to 193 and three quarters, eight sales. Cheese barrels went down 3 cents to 184, five sales recorded. Butter prices down a penny at 250, four sales. Non-fat dry milk went down 1 cent to 127 and three quarters, three sales made at that price. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
53 at WRCO Studios. Good morning. The forecast calls for a high of 77. Also, it looks like a gradual clearing day and a northwest to north wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 52. Very nice with partly cloudy skies Thursday, a high of 78. Friday, mid-70s with a 30% chance of a light shower. Saturday, 76 with isolated showers possible. Right now, south winds are at 2, and again, it is 53 degrees. Here's Bobby G. Rice.
Oh, darling, make it feel like love again. Pretend that it's the way it used to be. Yes, darling, make love again.
on the Old Light and the Milk Cow Show as we get up early and try to get the chores done or hit the road in our old Pontiac Vibe or whatever you're driving, Farm All Super C or whatever it is. Drive carefully today. Here's Dave Dudley.
I got a cute little gal in every eastern town from Boston to St. Louis. There's some that I don't even know, but I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels, don't you roll so slow. Peggy Ann is waiting in Memphis, and Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old gal in Knoxville, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. I remember that. Yeah, I'm a kiss stealing, a wheeling dealing, a drug driving son of a gun. Well, there goes Joe, flying low, making up his time. Where I sit, I don't believe you'd say I'm wasting mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy 8. If you think I'm losing time, you're running late. I got a steady little baby waiting back home for me. There are six more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee, and six more women, at least I know. Yeah, I'm a kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing, a truck-driving son of a gun.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
No need to worry, no need to cry. God's gonna bless you by and by. You'll be blessed when the Lord gets through. I found out if you'll take one step, he'll take two. No need to worry, no need to cry. God's gonna bless you by and by. You'll be blessed when the Lord gets through. I found out if you'll take one step, he'll take two. No need to worry, no need to cry. God's gonna bless you by and by. Take one step, he'll take two. The Lord moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He plants his feet on every sea and rides on every storm. No need to worry, no need to cry. Take one step, he'll take two. Take one step, he'll take two. The Lord moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He plants his feet on every sea and rides on every storm. No need to worry, no need to cry. You take one step, he'll take two.
if you'll take one step, he'll take two.
Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash on WRCO Radio. Reminding you, St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center Walk with Grace team will host a Grace Brat stand on Saturday at Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Center, from 10 until 1:30. All proceeds from the fundraiser will go to Grace to help local cancer patients. A reminder as well, going on this very weekend, the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast from 7 until 1 at Schmidt Farms on Fairview Road between Gotham and Sextonville. Lots of events going on. Of course, the breakfast, but a tour of the farms, and also Kinchy's Pedal Pole for children ages 4 to 12. They'll be starting up around 10 o'clock coming up on Sunday morning. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Start your morning the dairy best way at the 34th annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 7th from 7 to 11 a.m. at Narrows Dairy, Nolden Family Farms in Rock Springs. Enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, sausage, cheese curds, Culver's custard, and more. Plus, live music, clogging, and visits from Alice in Dairyland and the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. See robotic milkers in action and meet the cows at this working family farm. Tickets are available at the gate, just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 11, and under 5 eat free. Follow the signs and find full details on the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Facebook page.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the rain amounts from yesterday were fairly nice, getting about 4-tenths of an inch or a little more here in Richland Center, upwards of 3/4 of an inch toward Lancaster, and Dodgeville checking in with over 8-tenths of an inch. As expected, most of the state got a nice soaking out of that. Now, today we're seeing drier air filter in, should eventually lead to some sunshine and mild temperatures. Nice weather to get outside for this afternoon. Same story for tomorrow, should be some nice weather out there. Now, there will be a weak disturbance moving into Wisconsin Friday and Saturday. Could kick up a few hit and miss showers, but certainly nothing that significant. Another front will sweep through Sunday morning to midday. That one has a better chance of producing a widespread rainfall. And then behind that, we're seeing some cool air come in early next week with temperatures about 10 degrees below normal, at least for a day or two. Then it should warm up as we get toward the second part of next week. Here's your forecast for today, though. Air quality alert in effect through noon for the smoke up in the sky and down near the ground, so be careful with that. Otherwise, patchy fog lifting, followed by partly sunny skies, high 77, northwest to north wind at 5 to 10. Mostly clear tonight, dropping down to 52. Tomorrow looks rather nice with partly cloudy skies, high in the upper 70s. Northwest west wind around 5. On Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, 30% chance of a light shower, high in the mid-70s. Heading into Saturday, mixed skies, some isolated showers possible, low in the mid-50s, high near 76. Sunday should bring showers for the first half of the day, breezy with partial clearing later, high about 71. Monday, mostly cloudy and cool, chance of light showers, high 69. And Tuesday's high 69, maybe a sprinkle, but partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
52 degrees at WRCO, a high of 81 later, 92 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. Again, 81 was the high. Record high, 91 in 1948. Also record low, 36 in 1995. Also on this 4th of June, a year ago, it was 82 and the low was 64. Sunset will happen at 8:37 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:22 tomorrow. The air is calm. The barometer at 30.03. No precipitation today. With clouds and some haze conditions this morning, we're at our overnight low. It's 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where a news update at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump